The thing is, every week, it doesn't matter who you're playing, it's another opportunity to get better, okay? And that's what we're striving for each week. It doesn't matter who you play. We're not a team that comes in there and looks at stats or win losses. We really don't even talk about that as our defense in terms of where we rank, what we're good, what we're not. What we do is just every day, let's try to find a way to get better. Let's compete, okay, and let's play hard, and let's try to create some plays. And when you look at their offense, I think they've got some talent there. The quarterback has got a bright, bright future. He wasn't starting at the beginning of the year. I think he has the last 3 weeks, and they haven't changed their offense. Their offense is the same offense that they ran from week one all the way through. I think he's got a lot of talent. He's got a strong arm where he can move the ball down the field. He's an athlete. He can maneuver you with his feet. Okay. I think he does a really good job for a young quarterback being able to look off the safeties and things like that. And I think he shows some really good poise in the pocket. They've had some changes up front with their line. At times, and I don't think that has affected him. So I think he's got a bright future. And then when you look at the receiving core, number 18 is doing a great job. Kenny is doing a great job. He was at Tennessee. He's probably been their most productive receiver. And I like the way he competes. I mean, he plays hard. I think he has like 15.1 yard average. And when you throw it to him, you can see that he relies on him because he's pretty consistent with catching the ball. And they have Austin is a kid that is very similar to the man like last week. He's got quickness and speed, and they use him different ways on jet sweeps. They also will get in where they have personnel packages where there's no backs, and they'll put him in the backfield as a running back. So they create some problems. And each week, like I said, we look at ourselves more than we look at the opponent. We're looking at them, but we got to find a way to play better than we did last week.
How much easier does it make it when you're playing a rookie quarterback that doesn't have a starting experience?
Well, I think I think sometimes it does. Everybody, it's anytime you're a first year player, there's learning pains with that position and any position as a rookie. So there's some looks that maybe he hasn't seen yet. But like I said, we're going to do what we do, and like I said, we've got to do it better and do it longer.
Coach, there's a lot of talk about the slow starts and everything. Mm-hmm. And talking to Ricardo Allen, he said, communication needs to be better. What are you seeing communication-wise that needs to improve, especially at the start?
What we've done is, myself, I sat down and looked at the last, five or six starts that we've had where we haven't played well, and try to analyze it. My job as a coach to say, was it the calls that you put the players in? Were we playing too much of this or too much of that? Or did we play too many, situations? What was it? Was it an individual player? Was it a certain defense, And so there's a combination of things that are issued. Are we pleased with it? No. But the thing is, we have looked at that and studied it. Like last week, there was a few communication breakdowns with it. And in the heat of the battle, sometimes that happens, And they would try to work themselves out and it didn't happen. But we were definitely disappointed with four plays and it was a touchdown. But what I do like about it is the way this team has responded in all those games. They've come back and played extremely well. If you look at the last 2 weeks, we have shut out our opponents in the second half of the games the last 2 weeks. So we find a way that we have had some slow starts, and like I said, we're aware of that, okay, and I believe the players are aware of that. But once again, what we try to do is not just harp on the one issue there. Let's just coach football and let's play football and let's do it better, and let's start from the opening kickoff all the way to the final snap, and let's see if we find a way to get better than we were, like I said, last week.
Why hasn't Todd Gurley had the type of production that he had last year? Is there anything that you see?
Well, I look at him. I'm real impressed with him. I mean, he's a really good football player. I like how fast he is. I mean, in other words, this guy's a physical runner. He can run through you, or he does have the ability and the quick feet and lateral movement to make you miss. So he's very productive in terms of that. I think he's done a good job with the ball in his hand as a receiver. He catches the ball. He's quick to turn it up the field. He can make you miss in space. And overall, I like how hard he plays. And his production, you're going to have to ask their players. I don't know what it was a year ago compared to now. But I look at him. He's a physical runner, and they have a nice scheme that I think fits his style of play.
Anything else, Scott?
How do you think Jalen – is doing in that starting role?
I think Jalen's doing very well. You know, I said this a couple weeks ago. Someone asked me, you go back when he got put in the when True got hurt, I believe it was in Tampa Bay, you know, and he came down and made a couple nice plays, pass breakups, and then the nice hit down by the goal line. And 2 weeks ago, we had a nice pass breakup down the sideline. Last week, matter of fact, you know, the one pass breakup down the sidelines on a goal route. So right now, I think he's making progress, yes.